This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, my friends, what's going on? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast, where I'm answering your jazz and music questions 5 days a week to help you have more fun than ever playing music and to help shorten the learning curve in your jazz journey. We have a great question today. This one come from Ronald Ziegler, and let's give it a listen.
Yes, my name is Ronald Ziegler, and I'm interested in the minor 251. Hearing an explanation about that particular progression. I've taken a look at the improv ebook from Zero to Improv. I can't think of the exact title, but even that explanation is somewhat confusing to me, at least in terms of understanding it and understanding the two chord and when you make alterations, you know, in terms of navigating that or understanding the 2-5-1 progression. And are there different extensions, I guess, that you can add to the chord itself? So any information about the minor 2-5-1 and how that is executed and changed, I guess, that would really be appreciated. Thank you.
Great question, Ronald. So the minor 2-5-1 is the most important chord progression in jazz alongside of the major 2-5-1, right? So let's start first things first and understand what does the 2-5-1 mean in the first place. So a quick crash course on chord progressions. When we talk about the numbers 2-5-1, we're referring to Roman numerals, and the Roman numerals represent scale degrees, right? So in the case of, let's use just the natural minor, so C natural minor scale. So the first note would be 1, the second note 2, the third note the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then sometimes you'll have 8 called the octave, right? So it's pretty simple, right? Just there's 7 notes in a scale, usually. And so you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now, with each one of these scale degrees, you can harmonize a seventh chord or a triad, right? Seventh chords in the case of jazz, right? Because that's the default chord that we use in jazz. Those are 4-note chords. And you can do that by simply stacking thirds on top of each other, right? So if we stacked, you know, 3/3 on top of each other, right? In the case of, you know, the C minor, then the first chord of the scale degree is C minor, right? Makes sense, right? So when we do this with seventh chords, things get a little bit complicated as opposed to the major, right? The major 2-5-1 or major chord progressions, because in the case of major keys, there's just one major scale, right? But in the case of minor keys, there's 3 minor scales. There's the natural minor, the one that I just played. There's the harmonic minor, and there's the melodic minor. And so when you go through and harmonize, you know, triads or seventh chords, which each one of those scales degrees, right, you end up with a different set of results. However, when we're talking about jazz and the most common chord qualities for each one of those scale degrees, to me, there are kind of more common ones than others. And so I'll go over what those are. And I call this my minor diatonic series of seventh chords. So for the first scale degree, right, we'll call it C minor 7, right, is the first the one chord in a minor key. So that'd be C minor 7. But again, it's important to realize that if we were to harmonize, for example, the melodic minor scale, then that one chord is actually a C minor major 7, which is another perfectly, you know, perfectly useful chord that you can use for the one chord, right? But for purposes here, just to keep things simple, the one chord is minor. The two chord is D minor 7 flat 5, okay? It's a half diminished chord, right? Again, we get this from different harmonizations of those three scales, but certainly almost every single time, essentially, a minor 2-5-1 is going to be a half diminished or a minor 7 flat 5. The three chord is E flat major 7, so it's a major 7 chord. The four chord is an F minor 7, so minor 7 chord. The five chord is a dominant 7. Now, this is really important. In almost any style of music, the five chord is going to be a dominant 7th chord or a major chord if we're just dealing with triads, right? And that's because the five chord is always a tension chord that's resolving somewhere most of the time to a one chord. Now, if you were to harmonize, for example, the natural minor scale, then you would find that that five chord is not a dominant 7th chord. It's a minor 7th chord, which, again, that almost never happens. And so that's why you have to be aware of the three harmonizations of those scales and realize that, yeah, actually the harmonic and melodic minor, you know, have that as a dominant 7th. And that's actually more accurate to what you would play in actual music and chord progressions. Okay, so then you go to the 6th chord. A minor 7 flat 5, that's also a half diminished. So if you're tracking, the 2 chord is a half diminished and the 6 chord is a half diminished. And then your 7 chord is a dominant 7, a B flat 7 in this case. Again, there are different chord choices that can be used. For example, in some harmonizations, the 6 chord is actually would be an A flat, for example, in this case, an A flat major 7 chord. Right. So there are different options. You got to be aware of them. But to me, these are the common ones that are used. So I just went through all 7. We'll call them scale degrees. Right. Although, you know, when we're talking about mixing and matching three different scales, like I just did here, it's not necessarily a scale we're playing. It's more just what are the common chords for the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 chord and 7 chord. So out of that, we get a 2-5-1. Right. So the 2 we talked about in the key of C minor is D minor 7 flat 5. The 5 chord is G dominant 7. And the 1 chord is a C minor 7 or some kind of C minor, right? Could be a C minor 6, could be a C minor major 7 as well, right? That gets into the part of the question that Ronald was asking too, is like, well, what are the different options for these chords? Well, I already explained the side that, hey, if you go through and you harmonize a natural minor scale versus a harmonic minor scale versus a melodic minor scale, you're going to get slightly different results, right? So keep that in mind. But the one chord, for example, is minor major 7. You could play that. Regular minor 7, you could play that. C minor 6 in this case, you could play that. The 2 chord is pretty much always half diminished, but this is where we start getting to the extensions and alterations. Over this half diminished, really the only extension that can be played is the 11th, right? That's really the one that you can play. Now, an 11th, just to be clear, you could think of the 11th as like the 4th degree of a scale. However, the 4th degree is essentially being stacked on top of the chord, right? So you still have the root, the 3rd, the 5th, and the 7th, but on top of that, you're stacking an 11th, right? So the 4, you call it a sus 4 if it was replacing a chord tone, like a sus 4, that's going to be replacing the 3rd, right? But the 11th is just being stacked on top. So over that D minor 7 flat 5, yeah, you could put an 11th in there. Now over the 5 chord, in this case G7, that's where we have the most options, right? Because a dominant 7th chord, there are pretty much every single extension and alteration available to us, right? So as far as just extensions with no alterations, we could do the 13th. Could add the 13th to the chord. And we could add the 9th to the chord. Okay, again, these are just notes that we're stacking on top, right? The 9th would be like the 2nd scale degree. The 13th would be like the 6th scale degree. But then the alterations is where it gets really interesting. So for alterations, we could go sharp 9, right? We could do flat 9. We could do sharp 11. Okay. And we could do flat 13. And jazz musicians will do this a lot over top of 5 chords, right? Whether it's in a major key or a minor key, but especially in a minor key, right? Because it really lends itself to it. We want to create a lot of tension, right, over top of those 5 chords so that we can resolve them to our 1 chord, right? So those are the possibilities for the 5 chord, the dominant 7. You can really do a lot with dominant 7th chords, and really that's something to be aware of with jazz is you can do a lot of that over dominant 7th chords and get really cool sounds. And then like I mentioned on the 1 chord, you know, there's the regular minor 7 or the minor major 7, or you could play the C minor 6, right? Those are all options that you have available. So hopefully this helps explain the minor 2-5 a little bit better, understand how we come across these chord progressions and understand some options for extensions and alterations over top of these chords. All right, that's all for today's episode. Remember that knowledge without action isn't really knowledge at all. Remember that a lot of practice time isn't near as valuable as a little bit of quality practice time. And of course, remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I don't want you to miss out on any of the episodes coming out for the rest of the week. And we'll see you in the next one. Cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask, or find the link in today's show notes.